As Rat Hashem, Prim is coming. Siyata Dishmaya. And there's lots of things to talk about before Purim. Seeing what to talk about, what to thinking about it. To know the Purim, we're going to be zochet to a different type of Purim than everybody else in the whole world. You have to know that. Because Purim de Mukafim is different than any other Purim that there is. You've never had it. Maybe some of you had, I don't know. Maybe you've been in Yerushalayim. But a Purim de Mukafim is a whole different world. And just thought, let's be mivare a little bit the Hevdel, or the thing behind it. The first thing behind it is that Purim outside of Yerushalayim, Purim de Mukafim is coming from Shushan, but to be mechalek kavod Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael, so they did it in Yerushalayim also, so it should be Mukafim Mimot Yoshua bin Nun, not Mimot Achashverosh. Right? So any walled city that's Mukaf, it's surrounded by walls that were built from the time of Yoshua bin Nun, is going to keep it on Tetvav. It's going to keep Purim on Tetvav. And any unwalled city is going to keep it on Yudalit. There's basically only two cities in the world like that. There's Shushan, which keeps it anyway on Tetvav, and Yerushalayim. But I don't think anybody's keeping it in Shushan today, so the only place that we're keeping it is in Yerushalayim. Blisfekot. In other words, there are places that they're keeping it, Midin, very machirim, but it's not the ikur din of someone keeping Yudalit and Tetvav, but really Tetvav Levad, no one's keeping, except for Yerushalayim. And the question is, why? Haray, it says in the Megillah, it says like this. Mordechai Yehudi gets a message. We're all going to be killed. Chas v'shalom. And he gives that over to Esther. And she's starting to think, or he's feeling that she's saying that she's not going to do anything. What do you want me to do about it? Ki macharesh tacharishi, if you're quiet at this moment, beit azol, rebach v'atzalei amod ha-yudim mimakom acher. From some other place, the Yehudim are going to get it, are going to be able to deal with this. V'atu beit avich tovedu. And you and your father's house will be lost. Why? Because you didn't work for the Yidden. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. U'mi yodea. And who knows? Im le'et kazot, he got the machut. Maybe just for this, maybe you got into the malchus. Who says that you got into the malchus for anything else? You think just because you're pretty you got into the malchus, you got into maybe just for this. V'atomer Esther le'ashiv el Mordechai. And Esther says to Mordechai, Lech kenos et kol ha'yudim. Hanimtzeim b'shushan. V'tzumu alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshet yamim layla v'yom. V'gam ani v'narotai otzumke. Lech kenos et kol ha'yudim. Go and gather all the yidden together. And that's what Purim is really about. Lech kenos et kol ha'yudim. Lech kenos et kol ha'yudim is the main idea behind Purim. And what does it mean, Lech Knozit Kol Yudim? You know, it's bring them all together. Bring them all together so they should be one. Right? Kimu v'kiblu. Right? Kimu mashikiblu kfar. The Mekayim, what they were already Mekabel. What were they Mekabel? At Har Sinai, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, he took a mountain, he raised it above our heads, and he says, if you take this, it's good. If not, I'm blowing the mountain on your heads, and you're all going to die. So we all did it. Everybody was afraid. We all got frightened. And then all of a sudden, but did we really want it? Did we really want it? It was under duress, right? It's under duress to take it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kimu v'kiblu, the Klal Yisrael says, Kimu v'kiblu, Esther Malka says, Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu mashikiblu kfar. In other words, they're being Mekayim now, in the time of Mordechai, what they were Mekabel. At Har Sinai, they were Mekabel under duress, and now they're Mekabel out of Ava. Now they're Mekabel the Torah Me'ava. What's the Ikar Torah that they were Mekabel Me'ava? You know, Torah Shebichtav wasn't the problem. Torah Shebichtav, even the Umos HaOlam are Mekabel. A lot of Torah Shebichtav. But Torah Shebaal Peh is very hard. Very, very hard to be Mekabel. And the Yidden had a real problem with Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't so simple, right? Everybody's krechtzing. You have to learn Gemara. You don't have to learn Gemara. What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara don't say? I don't know. I don't know if I hold like that. I don't know who's Madamar, who's this, that. Why can he say it and I can't say it? You know, all this garbage that you hear around, you know? What's the real thing? It's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is given. It's given Torah Shebaal Peh. Two Torahs we were given at Sinai. One Torah Shebichdav, one Torah Shebaal Peh. We're given two Torahs at Sinai. But we weren't Mekabel. The Torah Shebaal Peh, Bishleimus, we Mekabel it under duress. So what does the Pasuk say? Kimu v'kiblu. We're Mekayim, Mashi Kiblu Kfar. We're Mekabel the Torah Shebaal Peh. But we weren't Mekayim it. We weren't Mamish learning it. We weren't steiging in it. It wasn't part of us. It wasn't part of us. On Purim, we're being Mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh. On Purim, the Yidden are being Mekabel again. Every year, Torah Shebaal Peh. On Shavuos, we're being Mekabel Torah Shebichtav, right? We're being Mekabel Aser Tadibrot and everything. But on Shavuos, I'm saying. On Shavuos, we're Mekabel Torah Shebichtav. But on Purim, we're being Mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh. What's Torah Shebaal Peh about? Lechnos Kora Yudim. What's the godless of Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is coming not only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this down, Torah Shebichtav. I can't be Mechadesh in Torah Shebichtav, another Pasuk. It's not going to happen, right? Yeah, Yol's going to write another Pasuk at the end of Le'nei Kol Yisrael, and then I'm going to add a Pasuk. I can't do that. But I can add whole pages in Shas. You know that? Each one of us is adding whole pages in Shas. You guys are learning the Beis Medrash. We're all learning the Beis Medrash. As we're learning, there's a whole Torah Shebaal Peh that's being written from our mouths. It's mouth being written. Right? Everything that a Talmid Vatik is Atid L'Chadesh was Ne'emar L'Torah Misinai. It was Ne'emar L'Moshe Misinai. It's crazy stuff. But this is how it is. We're adding to Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is never ending. Never ending. Because that's the Torah that's coming up from the land. Right? We got Torah Shebichtav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to here. And we got the main Yesodus of Torah Shebaal Peh. How to learn it out from Torah Shebichtav. From Moshe, and now it just goes and grows and grows and grows and grows until the Torah Shebaal Peh just goes up from the land and the whole land becomes holy. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. It's endless, endless Torah Shebaal Peh. So this Lech Nozat Kol HaYudim, get them all together, get us all together so that we can mamish, bishtag, and be together in this whole thing. What was wrong? What was wrong? What was the taina of Haman? Yeshno Am Echad, Mufuzar Mufurad Ben Ha'amin. This was the Taina of Haman. There's a nation, one nation. Yeshno Am Echad, Mefuzar, scattered, Umefurad, and divided amongst the nations. What does it mean, Mefuzar? Mefuzar means you're scattered out there. You're scattered once here, once there. What's Mefurad? Mefurad means the head is scattered. The head of each person is scattered. He's not there. His head and his heart aren't Mechuvan together, right? And if they're not together, so he's not doing Ratzon Hashem. It's not doing Ratzon Hashem. So Haman says this, Yeshno, Chazal Adoresh, what's Yeshno? Yishenim, they're asleep, they're mamish asleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asleep, they're asleep. It's all for shluft. This is the time to move. This is the time to move, we got them. If they're for shluft and mitzvahs, if they're out there, they're not doing mitzvahs, we can get them. And this is Amalek trying to get at Klal Yisrael. It's Amalek trying to get us. And the answer to that is Lech Knoset Kol HaYudim. The answer to Haman was Lech Knoset Kol HaYudim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. And I just want to learn with you Nos Deshe. It's unbelievable stuff. Listen to this. Ir Putzayim Choma Ish Asher Ein Matzvah L'Ruchov. What's the difference between a city that has a wall around it and a city that doesn't have a wall around it? So the Pasuk says Ir Putzah, a city that doesn't have any wall around it, ein choma, no wall, ish asher ein matzor l'rucho. That's like a person that doesn't have something shutting his mouth. We'll have this sometimes. Sometimes we over-talk, right? When we over-talk, we just keep talking. Wait, maybe some chachma, maybe this and that, but a lot of lashon hara, a lot of bechilas, a lot of all sorts of things. Just keep going. Ir prutza ein choma. This ear parutz, it doesn't have a wall around it. Ein choma. Asher ein matzor l'ruchov. U'mimele, k'sheyesh lo matzor, mipnei pachad Hashem v'adar gono. U'kir sheyesh l'choma. So a person that does stop talking, that knows he's talking lashon hara, knows he's talking something not right, what is he like? He's like an ear choma. So the difference between an ear choma, a walled city, and a not walled city, is very simple. It's like a person. There's no walls in front of him. No, nothing's keeping him from saying anything. That's an ear prutza. Right? That's on Yudalit. But an Ir Choma that has the Midas, that has an understanding, that has the ability. So he's called an Ir Choma. It's called an irchoma, with a wall. Al kena mitzora, that's why a mitzora has to be mishalech. What's a mitzora? A leopard. A guy speaks lashon hara, he gets leprosy. He has to go out of the irchoma. He can't stay in irchoma. He can't stay in a walled city. Why? Because kitzarat ba bavam lashon hara. Right, it comes through lashon hara. V'lashon hara uhefech matzor l'ruchom mipnei pachad Hashem. It's the opposite, right? He has no matzor. He has nothing stopping his mouth. There's nothing stopping his mouth. It's too much for him. Ve'ina ba rak mipirkat ol. And that's from pirkat ol, that a person doesn't feel like there's or Hashem on him. Right? I can say whatever I want. That's what Chazal say. Shukilu kofer be'ikr. Right? A person speaking lashon hara, speaking bad things about other people. It's lashon hara. It's kofer be'ikr. Because a person says, listen, I can speak whatever I want. I'm allowed to speak whatever I want. You're allowed to do whatever you want. Why? Because we don't have any adon. That's an ear, that's like a city that has no walls to it. Just go, just move, just live wherever you want, move wherever you want. Therefore, the Tetva Ba'adar, the 15th, it's corresponding to the future gula. That then there will be a matzor. In other words, we'll stop. We'll stop and we'll have pachad Hashem. We'll have yiras shamayim, like we should. That's the ear that there's a wall to. You know, in the Megillah is the only place in the whole Tanakh. There's one word in the whole Tanakh that's not mentioned like this. In all of Tanakh, Yerushalayim is mentioned without a Yud. I don't know if you know this. Every place in Tanakh, every single place in Tanakh, there isn't one other place. In Tanakh, Yerushalayim is mentioned without a Yud, in the end. Yerushalayim, it's all written Yerushalayim. It's not written Yerushalayim. In other words, we say it, Yerushalayim, but we say it because it's Kriyat Siv. But it's not written. It's not written. So Rav Wolfson writes like this, V'yesh lomar, pi amuvash purim u'mbchinat zman ha-geula. Purim is like the geula. And Shmo Shal Amalek won't be there. And we won't be scared. We won't be scared from other people. We'll just have Pachad Hashem. We'll just have Yiras Shamayim. We'll have Avas Hashem. Lachain af shekol ha-moadim yu b'teilim la'atid lavo, like we said last week, mikol makom, yimei ha-purim lo niftalim, right? Purim isn't batil. Ki purim hu shayach lizman ha-geula. Purim isn't shayach just to now. It's forever, right? Lachain yesh bo yom miuchad. Yesh bo yom yuchad Yerushalayim shu purim demukafna. Therefore, it has a special day just for Yerushalayim. Uvim gila nechtav Yerushalayim b'milui hayud. It's written Yerushalayim, the only place, right? Kmo shamru asher haglam Yerushalayim. That's talking about who? That's talking about Mordechai. Mordechai Yehudi. When the Megillah introduces Mordechai Yehudi, it says asher haglam Yerushalayim. He was golem Yerushalayim. And it says it b'shleimus. You would think Mordechai was golem Yerushalayim because of Churban. So you would think this is the only place that it would be without a yud. No, here it's with a yud because it's a megillah for la'atid lavo. Asher aglam Yerushalayim. V'lo k'tiv ken b'shar tzifrei neviim uchtuvim. It's not written anywhere. Ki amgilai mevchinat olam atikun kasher ir tzion timalei. It's talking about when ir tzion timalei. Yibona amikdash. Ir tzion timalei. Right? It's talking about a whole different time. And then there's going to be something so big here. It's crazy. You know, there's a nevuah in Zechariah at the end of Treasar. It says like this: Va'esai nai. Zechariah Navi says, Va'esai nai. Va'ere v'ine ish. I lifted up my eyes, and all of a sudden I see a person. Uviado chevel mida, and he took a measuring stick or something, a measuring rope or some sort. Va'omar, ana ata olech. And I said to this guy that I see, this is Nevuah. I said to the guy that I see, this is Zechariah saying, he says, I said to the guy that I see, where are you going? Va'yomer elai. So he said to me, lamodet Yerushalayim, I'm going to measure Yerushalayim. Can you measure Yerushalayim? Lirot kama rochba v'kama orka, to see how big it is. How wide it is, how long it is, to see the length and width of Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, he ran out. And another malach goes after him. And he says to him, go back and tell this nar, in other words, go back and tell Zechariah Prazot teshev Yerushalayim, merov adam uvehema betocha. In other words, there'll be a time that even Yerushalayim will be a me'arei prazot. So what's the big deal on Arei Choma? We're talking about Arei Choma. We're talking about an Ir Choma. What's an Ir Choma? An Ir that has a city, a wall around it. But the Pasuk says, Prazot teshev Yerushalayim. Mamish Prazot, it'll be an unwalled city. So he says, why? Because why will it be an unwalled city? Because there'll be too many people. It can't contain it. So it finishes off, Ani Eyela Na'um Hashem, but I will be for it, Na'um Hashem, Chomat Eish, Saviv, Ulechavod Eya B'tocham. I'll be a Chomat Eish. In other words, it won't be a regular Chomat like we have today. The Chomat that we have today is nothing compared to what's going to be. It's going to be Chomat Eish. What's a Chomat Eish? A Chomav Or Hashem, Mamash. A Chomav of Oraganus will be around Yerushalayim. Go and try to measure it. Go and try to measure it. He's telling him, try to measure it. You won't be able to measure it. Because this is Yerushalayim. It's going to be mitpashet. It's adamesek. It's going to go to, right? And this is the Inyan of Yerushalayim. The Inyan of Yerushalayim is not pashet. Inyan of Yerushalayim, being in Yerushalayim, is showing us a whole different world of Purim. There's a regular world of Purim, which is very beautiful. It's a very, very beautiful chag, like what we talked about. It's big, big, big. But it says about Amalek, Ki yad al kes ka milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. There's a yad, there's a hand on the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says there, the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't shalem. The case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing an aleph. It's not a kisei. It's a case. Why isn't the kisei a shalem? Because Amalek is still in the world. But as Amalek leaves the world, Shem Hashem is also mitmaleh. So the pasuk says, ki yad, yesh yad, yesh, there's a hand, and kes ka, on the case, on the kisei of Hashem Yisbra. What's yad and ka? That's yud dalet and tetvav, right? Yud ka, yud ke, is tetvav, it's 15. Notice it's mentioning the 2 days. There's a yad, and that yad is al kes ka. But that ka, that yud ke, right, is mamish Shem Hashem, but it's just the beginning of Shem Hashem. The gili of Shem Hashem fully hasn't come out yet. And this is all because of Amalek. And this is what we're doing in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is basically, the main day, because that's the day in Purim. That's the day of Purim in Shushan, right? The day in Shushan was Tetvav. And that's the main place where the Nes was done, right? It's the main place. And the only place that's doing this is Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Yerushalayim HaKodesh. And really, really, when you're thinking about this, it's a different type of Purim. What do I mean it's a different type of Purim? You know, there's all sorts of things out there. There's all sorts of Madregas and Kedusha. But Yerushalayim is Me'al HaKol. Me'al Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, there's nothing Me'al Yerushalayim. Har HaBayit is Me'al Yerushalayim, but there are different, there are 10 Madregas in Yerushalayim. But these Madregas in Yerushalayim are showing us the way to go. And what is it? What is it? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to be Shomer. To be Shomerin things. We're not, normal people aren't Shomerin. In Yerushalayim, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Not the same thing, right? It's not the same thing. People fall all over the place. You know, there's a story. Shleiman tells a story about a guy that he knew in Yeshiva in Torah Vidas. It's crazy. Listen to the story. It's mad. He mamish knew this guy. He was steiger like crazy. He was mamish learning day and night. Day and night he's learning. And a masmid, a sweet guy. Those guys in the base measures really learn day and night, right? Anyway, they met after a few years. Everyone went their way. They're talking about Reb Hyman, Reb this and that. They're talking about the yeshiva. The guy says to Reb Shlomo, he says to him, listen, I want to let you in on a little secret. When I left the yeshiva, as I was leaving the yeshiva, I was learning so well. I was learning really, really strong. And this year, not only was learning strong, but he used to go to the mikveh. Sometimes, a couple of times a day, he used to go to the mikveh. His mamash, he was a mikveh yid. You know, one of these guys that really into Tara, really into everything. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, he goes and he says to him, I want you to know, I couldn't anymore. I left yeshiva, and you know, things began to fall, and then they fell more, and then they fell more, until already I wasn't keeping Shabbos. And they felt even more. I met a black woman And I looked in between. I had a black woman. I said, listen. And I put some funny about a black woman. But anyway, he met a black woman. And he moved in with her. He went to Brooklyn, he moved in with her. Anyway, the Bronx, they moved to the Bronx and everything. And it's all, the whole area is black. And it was really, really bad. Really, really bad. But this happens. You think it doesn't happen. You guys are laughing, but it happens. And there was a guy here in our yeshiva that now is married out. You should know. You should know. There's a guy in our yeshiva, not in our yeshiva, in the Altaim, but he married out. Mom's married. He's still married. He's married to a goya until today. There's a story like this. It's a true story. I know the guy. Anyway, it happens. So what happened? The guy fell and fell and fell and fell. One day, he was mamish just, he went out to buy something. And he was so depressed already. He was so depressed. He was like, he didn't even work. She was bringing the parnasa. And that was it. His life was just in front of television and garbage food and everything. That was all he was doing one day. All right. One day, he's looking outside. He gets outside. He's looking up to the Shemaim. And he sees the blue of the Shemaim. He's just looking up. And a black trucker came by and just stopped. And he said, "Tell me something. Are you a Jew?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Get in." It's a nice. He says to him, "Get in." All right. He gets in the truck. Doesn't ask any questions. He was so down anyway. What can you lose? You can't go any down. You know, we're getting to that. And he gets into the truck. He left his girl. I don't know what he did with her. Anyway, the guy goes over to the Ezor where he to the area of the mikveh that he used to go to, and he says, "Get out." He just leaves him off there, and that's when he started going up again. So he said to himself, "If HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me so much to send what he seemed to think that was Eliyahu HaNavi to me, after the kach." It must be that there's something big in this. And he started to build that again. And Rosh Leimle finishes the story and he says, you know, there are people that are so davuk to Hashem Yisbar. There's some people that aren't davuk to Hashem Yisbar. They're not glued to Hashem. They're just far away. And those people, you know, whenever Akash Baruch gives them some light, they'll come back. But then there are people that want so much. They want too much. And they want it so quick, they can't get it. And then they just drop, because they can't get it. They want so much. The person's going to the mikveh every day, a couple of times a day. He wants it big time. But he thinks, I need it so quick. So he can't get it. And this is really what Yerushalayim is all about. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the ability to see Shleimut, to see the Shleimus, to see what's real, to see what's true, to see what's shalem, what's full. The ability to see this is nowhere in the world. How do you see shleimut? How do you look at the world and see shleimut today? You see everything that's going on. You see any shleimut there? You don't see anything, right? You don't see anything. Everybody's all miyush. Everybody's all down. They got the booster of the booster. This one's in Ukraine. This one's in Russia. This one's by Biden's bedside. This one's everybody. You know, everybody's all messed up. Everybody's so messed up. What are you going to do? Some in the Clinton Foundation. Where are you going to go? Right? It's all messed up.
Hillary.
So what happens is, a person gets mixed up. What does Yerushalayim do? Yerushalayim. Look for the shleimus. Look for the truth. Look for what's emistic. And this emiskite is a choma. What does it mean, mukafil choma? Mukafil choma means that we have a hekif. You know, this month is a month that's emanating from the letter kuf. You know, every month has a letter that it's emanating from. It's coming out of. It's being born from. This month is kuf. The next month is hey. Hey and Kuf has a lot to do with each other, right? This is the end of the year, this is the beginning of the year, right? What's a hekif? A hekif is surrounding. It's surrounding. We're surrounded by something. We're surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yushalayim harim savivla, Bashem saviv le'amo. It says in the Pasuk, Yushalayim has mountains around it. Bashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saviv le'amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around us all, right? Around us all. We have to know that. But a lot of times, we don't realize it. This person, what happened when he looked up to the Shemayim? What happened when he all of a sudden saw this? He saw something big. What did he see? He saw the Hekif of Hashem. He saw the Hekif of Hashem. All of a sudden, he saw what's being Mekifas? The Shemayim. The Shemayim is being Mekifas. Mekif means to be Mesovev. It's around, surrounding us. It's surrounding us by all sides. The whole globe is surrounded by, the whole earth is surrounded by what? By the Shemayim. By Hashem Yisburach. And if we start to understand this and see this, we start to feel like Hashem Baruch Hu coming into us. And if we don't, we don't. And this is where people get lost. People get lost because they think they're alone. They think they're alone. They think that there's no one else out there. They really think that there's no one else out there. But when this person all of a sudden saw it, Eliyahu Navi came, or somebody came, and he took him to this place, from this place to this place. Wow. There's a heck of it. Somebody's being mekif me. Somebody's surrounding me. There's a choma surrounding me. And this is the ikker of Yerushalayim. This is the ikker of Purim. This savta, this lech noset kol ha-yudim, bring us together. Where do we come together? Where do we are we really one? In a prazim? In an ir prazot? Or in an ir mukaf choma? In ir mukaf choma, when we have a choma around us, when we have a wall around us, we're all one, right? We're surrounded by walls. We're surrounded as one. When we're just out there, when we're fuzar, when we're furad. So this is the inyan. This is the inyan. When we really learn the secret of what it means to be ba'achtes, what it means, am echad, atay echad v'shimcha echad umi kamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. When we start to think about this, we say this every Shabbos, you know, but do we really mean it? Atay echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zechad, v'shimcha echad, and your name is one, umi kamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who's like your Am Yisrael, this one nation in the land? That's what Haman said. Yeshno am echad, mufuzam mufurad, but they divided up. In other words, the secret to get out of this whole thing, the secret to get out of this gullus that we're in, secret to get out of this, is to become one. Is to become one, fully one. How do I become fully one? How do I do that? How can I do that? It's by choma. When we realize that our mouths, that our thinking process, that our doing process, that our deeds have to be shamur, have to have your shamayim, and have to go b'derech Hashem, then I can become one, right? If I do all sorts of things to my friend, I won't be one again anymore, right? If I do something to my friends and I go against my friends, what's going to be? It's not knoset kol ha-yudim. That's not what it's about. It's about to become one again. It's about to become one again. That means to think about your friend. That means to care about your friend. That means to care about who you are. You know, there are two rabbis once. The Meir Mipri Mishalan. The Meir Mipri Mishalan. There was a Talmud of the Chayzim in Lublin. And then there was Rav Tzvi Mistretten. Two rabbis, two big rabbis. And you know, and they were best friends. They were mamash best friends. But what happened? You know how the Talmidim talk. The guys love to talk in the Beis Medrash. That's a main minhag in the Beis Medrash. You know, you start the chavrus with a little lashon hara, and then you end with a little lashon hara, and you continue. You know, a little bit in the middle, you say some mechilas, and so you change up the matzah, but it's a regular matzah. You know how it goes. Anyway, but so what happened? They're best friends. But what happened was these two best friends all of a sudden became enemies. How did they become enemies? Meir and Tzvi, the two best friends, everybody knew it. How did they become enemies? Because Talmidim starts to talk. My Rebbe is the back. You know what my Rebbe said about your Rebbe? You know what the happened? You know what your Rebbe said about my Rebbe? They never talked again. It was very, very sad. Very, very sad. And Rav Meir, you know, Rav Meir Mibri Mishalan, he never referred to himself as I. It was like Rav Zusha. Meir says. That's how he used to pray. That's how he used to talk about himself when he used to talk to somebody. Anyway, so one day, there was a guy in a far city. They invited them. He invited them both to a bris. Rav Tzvi was a mohel. He wanted them to be mohel, and the mayor, he wanted to be the sandek. All right. So he goes and gets the mohel. He goes and gets the mohel. Rav Tzvi goes into the whatever it was, the carriage. Excuse me. And then he goes and picks up the other one. Now, each one didn't know that they were going to be there. Neither of them knew each other. Knew that they were going to be there. Anyway, They go and pick him up, and Rav Shmi Stratton sees Rav Meir Ben Mishalan go into the Agala, and Imamish looks the other way. He looks the other way, going the other way. Rav Meir gets into the thing, and he says, Meir wants to tell a story to Rav Shmi Stratton. The Rebbe of Svimi Strad. So he says, no, tell the story. So he tells the story. He tells like this. He says, you know, there was once in the time of the Muranos in Spain. You know what Muranos are? Muranos are the people that were mamish Christian on the outside and Jews on the inside. There was a time that they mamish were going to kill people if they were chayv to get killed. But not everybody could stand it. Not everybody could do it. So there were lots of Yidden. They were called Muranos. It was a whole group of people. They were mamish b'mikayim 613 mitzvahs, whatever they could. Not 613, whatever you can, because you can't be mikayim more because you're Marakoyim and that. But six, all the mitzvahs that you can. And they would do this all b'seter in their basements, in their attics, this and that. But no one would know about it. And they were complete goyim on the outside. They would go to church. They would go this and that. It was a big thing. Called the Muranos. Anyway, there's one of these Muranos that was dying, and he was one of the heads of government. And you know, the heads of government are big Christian people. And the doctor said, it looks like you're going, this and that. I'll call in the priest to do some tshuva with you, you know. We'll put the cross on you and everything, you know. So he calls him in, and as soon as the priest comes in, this guy turns to the side and won't look at the priest. So the priest chapped what was going on because he was also a Marana. So the priest said to everybody, leave, please. I want to talk to him alone. So he whispers in his ear, Shema Yisrael. And he turned around and said, Shalom Aleichem. This is what Rav Meir told the sweet Yisrael. And this is how they made friends again. And then they hugged each other and this and that. But what is it? What happened between them? What was really going on? What's the story about? The story is about a very simple thing, but a very big thing, a very deep thing. What's it really about? It's about that all sorts of things are being said about us all. All sorts of things out there. Don't believe a word you're saying. Don't believe a word anybody's saying. Believe the real Jew. The real Jew is Shema Yisrael. Right? That's what it is, Shema Yisrael. And that's what makes us one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what makes us one. We want to be Christian. We want to be another religion of some sort. We want to be real Jews. What's a real Yid? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. A real Yid, V'Avta L'Rechah Kamocha. A real Yid is mamish connected to Hashem Yisrael, connected to another person, right? It's not about anything else. It's about us all together. We're not just me and you and this and that. We're all together in this. This is the secret of Purim. Don't tell anybody, guys. But this is the secret of Purim. Biggest secret that there is. And you really got to keep this in your inner life to realize that we're trying to find out the inner neshama of each one of us, but even more, the kesher of our inner neshama with each other. Can you imagine two tzaddikim wouldn't talk because of lashon haras that are going on between the chassidim? Crazy story. It's happening all day, every day, you should know. It's happening all day, every day, between different yeshivas and different this and different rabbanim, all sorts of things. Don't go there. Don't go. That's it to go there, right? You gotta stay emistic. You gotta stay emistic. The Omek HaLev. The Omek HaLev is teaching us what's true. The Omek HaLev says, Ta'echad, v'shimcha echad, u'mika amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. One nation in the land. One nation in the land. We're not two nations, and we're not this many people, and this and that. Start counting us. Not going to go. One nation. We started as one and we stay one. Avraham Avinu started us and we stay as one. It's unbelievable stuff. We really have to think like this. What makes a thing like this more than the Ir Choma? That's the Ir Choma. Right? That's an Ir Choma. That's an ear that has a Choma around it. Has a wall around it. And this is what it says in the Navi. V'ani eyel anu mashem chomat eish. Saviv. I'm going to be a chumat esh saviv. Around surrounding is going to be chumat esh. When we really get into Purim, it's nefach, The whole Choma around us is going to be an ear of Eish. It's going to be a Choma of Eish. Right now, it's a regular Choma. I just see a Choma. Wait. When we get into Purim, the Emes, it's going to be Nefach to Eish. Eish Misavim. Why is it Eish? It's called Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh Misavim. We're going to see the fire. What's the fire? The fire is mamish what we're feeling inside us. The love that Klal Yisrael has one for another. The love that Klal Yisrael has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an unbelievable thing. Nowhere in the world do they have such a thing. Just in Yerushalayim, HaKadosh. Just in Yerushalayim. You've got to know this. You've got to know this before Purim. We've got to know this. And we really have to get ready for this. There's a humongous difference. There's a lot of Ahava outside of Yerushalayim also. There's a lot of all sorts of things. It's beautiful stuff. In Yerushalayim, it's a special Madrega. Special Madrega. B'miuchad ben achomot. B'miuchad over here. Because all of Yerushalayim, they're also keeping tetva, but just because they see it. There's the muchvenira. But this is in. This is in. B'tochei Yerushalayim. Right? B'tochei Yerushalayim. And it's a whole different world when we realize that this choma is mamsh dancing around us as fire. And that we have fire inside us. We take that fire, we bring it inside us. And we bring the fire from one heart to the next. And the heart is on fire from another Jew. And this is really what Esther HaMalka is saying. Lech noset kol ha'yudim. Lech noset kol ha'yudim isn't just to gather them together. It's nice, gather them together. Put them bring them into the rechava. No, it's not about that. But lech nos. A kenis of yidden together. Kol ha'yudim. That they all realize that they're yidden. They all realize that they're one with yidden. They all realize that we're being mekabel the Torah brand new. The Torah Shebaal Peh is now living amongst us. The Torah Shebichtav and Baal Peh is mamish one. And everything's one. They're seeing that oneness. This is the Torah. That's why it's the Gula Le'atidlavo. This Gula Le'atidlavo is the Iker of Tetvav. Why is it the Iker of Tetvav? Because this is what's Tetvav all about? Tetvav is the Levana, is the Areach. What's the Areach all about? You know, the Areach had a machlokas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Areach, the moon, hey, the moon had a machlokas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says. Let me just read you this Gemara. It's a crazy Gemara. Everybody should know this Gemara because it's a frightening Gemara. It's an interesting Gemara. It's like, it says like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rameh, he says there's a stir between two psukim, he says. Ksiv, Vayas Elokim Eshnei Amarot HaGdolim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the two Marot HaGdolim. That's the Shemesh, the sun, and the moon. Uchtiv et Amor HaGadol et Amor HaKatan. Then it says afterwards, there's a big one and a small one. So what's the problem? Are they bigger? Or is one small and one big? So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi explains. Amra Yareach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Efshar Lishnei Melachim Sheishtamshu B'Keter Echad? Can it be? Can it be? Is it possible? Is it possible that two kings can be under one crown? It's not Shaykh. Where is it Shaykh? Where is it Shaykh? Amarla, l'chi u'ma'ati et atzmeh. So he said, go make your small, so you'll be the small one, and then the other one will be the king, and you'll be the second in command. Amarla l'fanav, ribono shel olam, hoyva, amarti l'fanecha davar hagun, amit et atzmeh. Since I said something right, so you're gonna make me smaller. All right, so you know what? You'll be in the day and at night. We see the moon also in the day, right? You can see the moon sometimes. It's not being meir, but it's there. But the sun, you don't see at night. Amrale, my rebute. So what's the big chiddush? Tell me what the chiddush. The shrag betira, mayahani. All right, a nair, a licht in the middle of the day. What does it help? It doesn't light up anything. There's nothing there. Amarla. So he said to her, Zil Linubach Yisrael, Yamim B'Shanim. So you know what? So Yamim and Shanim will be counted through you. Amrale Yom Anami Iefsha de Lomanu Beit Tkufata. The Yom also needs the Tkufa. The Tkufa goes according to the sun. Dichdiv Ayuda Totul Muadimul Yamim B'Shanim. Zil Likru Tzadiki B'Shmech. All right, so you know what? So you'll be called the Mor HaKatan. Because, and from you will be called all the tzaddikim. Yaakov HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan, David HaKatan. Chazya delo miyat mitvadaita. So he saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, that the Yareach wasn't happy. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avil kapara al shemiyatati ta Yareach. bring for me a kapara. Hashem Baruch Hu says, Kanirah, I wasn't right with the Levana. Bring for me a kapara. Hashem Yatati, that I made the moon smaller. Vayinu damar Reb, Shimon ben Lakish. Man ishtana seir shorosh chodesh nishenemar bo l'Hashem. What's shoneh? The seir shorosh chodesh that says l'Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seir zeh yeh kapara alai shem yatati yateirech. This will be a kapara for me. In others, the Seir LaHashem, it should be a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he kivyochu was chotei neged the yareach. What's the difference between a full moon and a not full moon? A not full moon is after he was arguing, right? A full moon is before he was arguing, right? Shnei Marot HaGdolim. It's more gadol. That's a full moon. When it's a Maor Katan, it's not a full moon. It's Yudalim. The Maor Agadol is La'atid Lavo. It's La'atid Lavo. Because Baruch Hu says, Tavi Alei Kapara, he knows he's saying, basically, I'm going to give you a Kapara. I'm going to give a Kapara to Klal Yisrael, and they'll bring a Kapara for me. They'll bring a Kapara for the whole thing about the Yareach. But what's the Ikka Kapara? It's Purim. The Ikka Kapara is the Purim, because we only have one Chag. All the Chagim, Pesach and Sukkot, right? Pesach and Sukkot, they come out on Tetvav. We don't have a Chag that comes out on Yudalit. Right? We don't have a Chag like that. We makriv korban Pesach, but we eat the Pesach on Tetvav. Why would you have a Chag on Yudalit? But even more than that, why do you have a Chag? Why do you have 2 days of Chag? Hooray! This is the Chag of Achdus. The Chag of Achdus, you have 2 separate days? But it's coming to teach us two things. It's 2 ways of looking at it. That what? That there's Yudalit, and we need the Yudalit. The Yudalit is the Miut Ayareach. But there's a Tikkun. What's the Tikkun? The Tikkun is Lech Knosot Kol HaYudim. This is what will give the Ayareach its whole koch back. When Klal Yisrael has the Eish Misaviv on Purim, that's what brings the Ayareach back. That's what brings the Ayareach back to its original state. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing of Purim. It's an unbelievable Zach. It's an unbelievable Torah. The Mamash, we're getting back. We're being metaken the Ayareach. We're being metaken this unbelievable thing that was done to the Ayareach. Lechi t'ma'ati et atzmeh. Go make yourself smaller. This is a big Inyan. Klal Yisrael, atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. We're the smallest. The man de'iud. Whoever's katan is really big. Whoever's big is really katan, right? Man de'iu zer, iu rav. Man de'iu rav, iu zer. Whoever's big, it's really katan. Whoever's small, it's really big. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is big. Klal Yisrael is big. And this is the anivus of Klal Yisrael. Latem ha'mat mikol ha'amim. We're growing and growing and growing. And when do we really show this on Purim itself? Ki ad al kes ka, milchama la'ashem ba'amalek midor dor. These 2 dates are in the Pasuk Mamish. These 2 dates are in the Pasuk. And each one has its mi'ichudiyut. Each one. This is a Yad. This is Tetvav. This is Shem Hashem. This is the beginning of Shem Hashem. A Yad. What's the difference between Yad and Yud Kei? A little thing. A little Yud inside the Dalet, right? A little bit. It's just a little bit. And this is what at the end of the Megillah it says. How do we Bechlal know? How did Esther know that there was another day? I saw this. I don't remember where I saw this, but I saw it. ויאמר המלך לאסתר המלכה בשושן הבירה, הרגו היהודים והבית 500 איש, ואת עשרת בני המן בשאר מדינות המלך מעשו. What did they do in the other מדינות of the מלך? This is what the מלך asks Esther. ומה שאלתך וינתן לך? What's your question? And I'll give to you. It'll be given to you. מה בקשתך עוד בתעס? And what are you asking for more? And it'll be done. What's the more? The Od is Tetvav. The Od is a little bit more than what we had. We only had Yudalit. And then we got Tetvav a little bit more. Od. And this is the secret of Purim. Really, to grab this moment. To grab the moments that we have in Yerushalayim and HaKodesh. Very few people have this chus. Very few people. And it's a really, really big chus. We're not going to be keeping it the same day. It looked like Lot Tisgo to do. We're going agudot, agudot. No, that's not the pshat. We're just continuing because we're continuing from Yudalit. It's also Yom Tov for us, but it's not the main Yom Tov. We're continuing it to Tetvav. We're continuing to Yud Kei. to bring out Shem Hashem. To bring out Shem Hashem. And this is really that, this is what's Ma'achid Kla Yisrael. And when we start to realize what Purim is really about, it's not about all the pubs and it's not about all the Narishkeit. It's about Emeskeit. It's about really looking inside and finding who we are and connecting to the next Jew and really realizing what's so special about the next Jew. Look at the next Jew and see. If you can't see something holy in them, your eyes aren't right. Your eyes aren't right, right? If I see something holy in the next Jew, my eyes are right. If I don't see that holiness in the next Jew, ay vey. Think about it, guys. We really have to do tshuva on this. Because we all have this. I was talking to some Kohanim, you know, if you're a Kohen and you're giving a bracha, you can't say the bracha, you can't give the bracha to anybody. Because if you have a taina on somebody, if you have some sort of hatred to somebody, you have to love every Jew. But everybody has to love every Jew. How are we going to love every Jew? How are we going to love? Bring them all together as one, right? Don't let them be amafurad, umufuzar, bein amin. Yeshno amechad. We're one nation. And b'siyat ha'shmai, we should continue. And b'ezrat Hashem, we shall be poor in b'siyat ha'shmai.
Come on, 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 come on Yeah. besaycha kasher divarta.
Oh, Ante lo yata.